Welcome back, everybody. East Coast Audio listeners. This is the East Coast Audio Show. I'm Travis Bryan with Bardre Purnell. We're here to bring you a SmackDown recap for the day after Thanksgiving, the 28th of November, 2008. What's happening, Dre? What's going on?
I am chilling. What's up, everybody? Get this thing rolling.
You talking about some, Yeah, nobody gonna know what the hell we're talking about. So, SmackDown. What are your overall thoughts about this here edition?
I'm gonna get my grade early. Solid C+. Pretty good night, but not great. I'll get to why I thought so later. But a strong C+ is all I'm giving.
Strong C+. Okay. I'd have to give it, I'll get to my score at the end of the show, but I thought it was a not bad show. You had the Divas involved with something interesting. It's always a plus. It's always unexpected, too. Let's see. We had a pretty good, exciting main event. We had a Matt Hardy match that at least the second half of it was entertaining, Matt Hardy and Kozlov. Overall, I thought it was an okay show. Not bad. Definitely cliffhanger aspects to it. You can jump right into it. They actually opened the show with clips from last week. No SmackDown opening. They did show clips from last week of Triple H and Kozlov. Or actually not last week, from Survivor Series, with the what was supposed to be triple threat turning eventually into a triple threat, and then Edge's emergence as the third man, and Jeff Hardy's attack on him, and the finish of the match with Edge pinning Jeff Hardy, which made me, seeing that finish again, made me realize by the end of the show, why didn't Triple H, besides that one little push he gave to him during the little fracas, I would thought Triple H would have had more of a problem with Jeff Hardy for blasting him with the chair, but he didn't really sell that. Then they also show clips of Matt Hardy and JR commenting on from ECW or from Survivor Series about the Jeff Hardy situation. And all of a sudden, it just wasn't clear again. Like, I thought it was clear that he was attacked or whatever. Right? But then, especially with the,
I heard that he snorted a brick of cocaine and fell on the back of his head.
Fell down the steps backwards. Yeah. But all of a sudden, for a while there, I wasn't sure what the make of things. I'm like, what's going on? Like, I thought he was attacked. Now, with somebody's promo, with extracurricular activities, or Edge's promo. But jumping ahead, let's hit it in order. So after the highlights, they open with Vicky in the middle of the ring, and she actually just welcomes Edge back to SmackDown and introduces Edge, and he comes out to a full Edge intro, sporting his grizzly man beard, which I'm all for. Need to be more men wearing beards in today's society. A big proponent of the facial hair. Facial Hair Aficionados magazine article that I have in the Facial Hair Aficionados magazine. Check that out.
Plug.
Oh, yeah. Plug. But, yeah, so Edge comes out sporting his new look. They didn't even draw attention to it, which I wasn't... I'm not sure how I felt about that. Like, I thought they would. Then they didn't, and then, I don't know. And no mention of being in hell. No mention of, you know, recuperating in the hospital for fire wounds, you know, from burn wounds, so.
You know, it's not, when you talk about hell, I know that fire was just a symbol, but Undertaker put him in a mental hell. That's what it was really, you know, about, you know what I'm saying? So he really...
Bathing and all that.
Yeah, because, I mean, he would have, you know, I don't know how to use my imagination. He should have, like, he should be, like, burned to a crisp and shit. He shouldn't even be alive, but, you know, Undertaker puts you through a mental hell, and he came out still not 100% healthy from it.
Right. They had the ring surrounded by security. Vicky and Edge hugged in the middle of the ring.
Ask you a question, real quick. Yep. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Does Edge do this whole promo, if you will? You know, like how Vicky was acting, right? You know, Vicky was all happy that Edge was back and her love of her life was back. Now, I can see that on the strength of, you know, that's how females do sometimes. They'll hate you 1 minute, you know, but right. They'll love you